She's a pretty girl, isn't she?
Yes. Yes, she is, rather. Surprised you've never met her before. She's a reporter on the Evening Post.
What did you say her name was? Trent?
Yes. Steve Trent. At least that's the name she works under on the newspaper. Her real name is Harvey. Louise Harvey. She's the sister to Inspector Harvey, the fellow who was...
Sister?
Yes. Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Only I never knew Harvey had a sister. Why wasn't she at the inquest?
She was, but she didn't give evidence. Well, any news?
I've had the inn watched. Everything seems to be above board as far as I can make out.
Mm-hmm.
I've checked up on that Green Finger story. The inn did used to be known as the Green Finger, but that's certainly going back some years.
I still think there's something funny about that inn, Charles. I don't know what it is, but I intend to find out.
Aye, I think there's something there, too.
By the way, you might be interested to know that the chief commissioner wants to see me.
He does? Well, that's certainly good news.
Of course, he may only want to ask me a few questions about this business with Harvey. On the other hand...
Oh, just a minute, Paul. I have got a little news I was forgetting. One of my men went into the little general yesterday morning, and on coming out, he bumped into another fellow known as Skid Tyler.
Skid Tyler?
I know anything about him.
I don't know. Skid Tyler. Skid... Yes, I've got him. He used to be a driver at Brooklands. He was warned off the track in 1930 and served a term of imprisonment in 1931 for share pushing, or was it 32? I'm not sure which, but...
Well, that's the fellow anyway.
I wonder what he was doing at the little general.
Aye, that's what I wondered. Sent a man back to trail him, but the idiot bungled the job and Skid disappeared.
Oh. Did you check up on Miss Parchment?
Aye, she's all right as far as I can make out. Retired schoolmistress, lives alone in a small flat near Tottenham Court Road. Passionately fond of reading and old English inns. Seems hell of a life to me, but it sounds genuine enough.
Somehow I feel sure that in some peculiar way Miss Parchment fits into all this mystery about the little general, Harvey's murder, and the jewel robberies. I don't know how, but I'm sure she does.
Well, your hunches aren't often wrong, Paul. I fail to see how an innocent old dame with a passion for ink...
Excuse me, ma'am. Hello? Paul Temple speaking. Yes? Yes. It's for you, Charles.
Oh, thanks. Hello? Who is that? Oh, hello, Sergeant. Aye. Go on. Good Lord. Yes, of course. You'd best pick me up here. Yes, goodbye.
What's happened?
They've done it again.
You mean...
It's Lymington this time. Frobisher's of Regent Street. £14,000 worth of stuff.
By Timothy.
They'll be hell to pay over this.
When did it happen?
About a quarter of an hour ago. Practically in broad daylight. That smash sounds a damn funny business to me.
What smash?
A lorry crashed into a dress shop which was next door to the jeweler's. It was such a devil of a row with a smash that no one took the slightest notice of what was happening next door.
Sounds like a cover to me.
Aye, that's what I thought.
Charles, tell them to hold that lorry driver.
Why?
Because by Timothy, I bet a fiver it's Skid Tyler.
Interesting story, Miss Trent. Very interesting. You say that from the very beginning, your brother was under the impression that the brains behind these robberies was this man, Max Lorraine, the man who calls himself the Knave of Diamonds.
Yes.
Well, what do you think of all this, Temple?
Well, Sir Graham, I don't think there's any doubt that we're up against a definite criminal organization whose activities are directed by a man who is, well, to say the least of it, out of the ordinary run of criminals.
Yes, I agree with you there. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we're up against this man Miss Trent talks about, the Knave of Diamonds.
No, but nevertheless, I think we are, Sir Graham. Harvey was no fool. Harvey was convinced in his own mind that we were up against the Knave. And he was murdered.
What makes you so certain that Harvey was murdered?
It was as obvious as daylight. He was holding the revolver in his left hand. and the poor devil had been shot through the back of his left shoulder. Harvey was left-handed, all right, but I hardly think he was a contortionist into the bargain.
Yes, that's true. Harvey was murdered. We spotted it immediately. I was surprised the doctor didn't.
Well, the police doctor was down with flu. Dr. Milton came along with the sergeant. He's a retired medico who happens to be an acquaintance of mine. Still, I must admit, I thought it was rather funny. He never noticed it.
Miss Trent, when was the last time you saw your brother?
The day before he visited Mr. Temple.
Oh, yes, I see. Did he seem cheerful and in normal health?
Yes, I think so. We never really saw a great deal of one another, you know. My work kept me busy quite a lot, and he was always dashing out of town on some case or another.
Oh, yes, of course.
I saw Merritt last night, and he told me about this business at Leamington. Did you hold the driver of the lorry?
Yes. You are right about that, by the way. It was Skid Tyler.
And you questioned him?
Not yet. Merritt's bringing him here this afternoon. I've got a feeling that Tyler might talk.
Yes, he might.
I don't expect he'll know a great deal. He's most probably one of the small fry. On the other hand, you never can tell.
Sir Graham.
Yes?
Why did you send for me this afternoon?
I've been waiting for you to ask that question.
Well?
Well, ever since these robberies first started, there's been a definite campaign, both in the newspapers and among a certain section of the public, urging us to
send for Paul Temple?
Yes, Miss Trent, to send for Paul Temple. Well, I don't mind telling you, Temple, the whole damn campaign got me rattled. I was convinced in my own mind that there was nothing you could possibly do to assist us in this matter. Now, however, I'm not so certain. You see, Temple, and I'm sure I can speak in confidence before Miss Trent, there are certain aspects about this business which are very confusing, and which, instead of getting clearer, tend towards leading us further and further into a confusing mass of, well, what seems to be on the surface, melodramatic nonsense. But is it nonsense? That's just the point. Now, take all this business about the Green Finger. We know that the little general inn used to be called the Green Finger. We know that the night watchman murmured the Green Finger before he died. But what does it mean? What is the Green Finger? And then secondly, there's the matter of district.